was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We appreciate you joining us tonight. We're going to have Lori Anderson on tonight. Lori always brings us a great broadcast, and I'm sure she's not going to let us down tonight, so stay tuned. We're also going to have Gary and Chris for commentary and prayer and whatever else we're going to get into. So support the network, people. Be an activist. If you can't afford to support the network financially, spread the word. Get up, pick out three websites this week. Just take three. InfoWars, Drudge, Fox, or, you know, just pick three. It could be any three. It could be, but have it be somewhat politically related so it doesn't seem way out of base. But, you know, anything's on the table. Anything's fair game. And go to the comment section and post a link to this broadcast. Post a PDF file of your favorite broadcast, one that really stuck out and made a difference with you. Pull it out of the archives, put it in a nice PDF file, so people can just click and listen to it. And you can spread the word that way and be a force multiplier for the RBN network. Bring in new listeners. And, you know, once people hear the truth, they usually don't go anywhere else, because I listen to some of the other networks, and all you get is sex scandal, pedophile, sex scandal this, and Hillary that, and Bill Clinton. I mean, really, InfoWars had a reporter doing chasing Hillary Clinton around, asking her why she didn't get divorced from her husband Bill 35 years ago. While Tom LaGuevara and the Bundys and all the other patriots are sitting in the witch's prison, I don't think that's appropriate. We were not getting her done that way, so this is it. The RBN network is it, so support the network. And with that, I'm going to welcome Lori Anderson. Well, first, let's welcome Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us, and I'll let Lori bring in Gary and Chris as she goes on. So I just want to get right to Lori so we're not wasting too much more time. And Lori, how are you tonight?
Eric, and how is everyone? And how was your Thanksgiving?
Good, hanging in there. Yep. And Gary and Chris, how are you tonight?
Very well. Thanks for asking.
Good. Oh, Gary, are you with us?
This is Gary Don. I'm with you, and I'm very happy, very thankful for a lot of things. And one of the things I'm just very thankful for, and if I just take a minute here, you know, it's interesting that Republic Radio will allow me to say what I say, and I say it in all truth. I try and stick strictly to the 100% truth of whatever the subject may be. And I can tell you, I could not speak in a Baptist church as freely as I can speak on Republic Radio.
It's a sad statement for the churches, but it's a good statement for the RBN network. Gary, give us a quick prayer for all the persecuted patriots who are in the witch's prison right now.
Okay, our Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for who you are and what you are. If we're bringing in the truths that you want us to understand for our own benefit, a point in time that we have subjected ourselves to the breaking of the laws of your creation. breaking of the laws of nature, breaking the laws as easily as just saying the law is done away with and it's hung on a cross someplace or a tree, which is totally ridiculous stuff. And the Father wanted us to follow his commandments. He even told us, Leviticus, if you follow these statutes and judgments, this will be a blessing for you, and you'll live freely in your land. We're surely not living free. And Father, we know that you want us to understand the truth, and the truth will set us free. We don't look like we're very free right now. So as we go into this part, we ask that you bless the Bundys and the Hammonds, and especially this trial that's going on right now. Our Father, we pray that God reach out and touch these people who are representing themselves or representing the truth as it may be. And Father, that we know that these courts, they do not justify themselves by knowing and doing the truth. They have a oath of office, which they take another oath to do away with the oath they took. And it's so sad that we in the United States of America have allowed ourselves to get down to this level of people who are supposedly in charge to do what's supposed to be right. And Father, we ask the blessing upon Republic Radio. We ask, Father, that they would go forward and the truth would come out, whatever it may be. And we ask this all in our Father's name, Yodi Vahi. So be it. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Gary. We really appreciate that wonderful prayer, and I thank you. With that, we're going to turn it over to Lori Anderson. Lori, take it away.
Well, hello, everyone. I am so excited. There's so much news. And Eric, just to, you know, top off, it's kind of funny you were talking about those sex scandal, because I don't know if you've heard this, and of course I'm not going to stay on it because that's not, you know, normally what we cover, but I thought you would find this interesting and the listeners would find this interesting. But it kind of goes into the next document that I want to get into. So Judicial Watch has put out on November the 19th, everyone, that there's an exclusive Bill Clinton still silent about their flights on pedophile sex plane. So former President Bill Clinton continues to remain silent about the 26 flights that he took aboard convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's private jet dubbed the Lolita Express, which reportedly offered underage girls to passengers to rape. Fox News wrote in 2016 that the Lolita Express, a Boeing 727 jet, was, quote, reportedly outfitted with a bed where passengers had group sex with young girls, unquote. Clinton flew on some trips where the flight log showed only the first names of female passengers. The Daily Caller News Foundation contacted the Clinton Presidential Library last week to obtain information about the former president's relationship with billionaire Epstein, who in 2008 was convicted of soliciting sex from underage girls as young as 14. Judicial Watch, a conservative watchdog group, filed a Freedom of Information Act request in 2015 before the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to obtain records of all Secret Service expenses incurred to provide security and or other services to former President Bill Clinton during his trips with Epstein. So that should be a little bit interesting.
That falls into the category of activism, because whereas on other networks we're only getting, you know, the kind of hyped up, you know, expose, National Enquirer star review of the sex scandal, here you're getting Judicial Watch getting her done, get actually trying to flush out the pedophiles, and we need to do that. See, this is the problem with this is the, well. Let me just say, let me look at it positively and just talk about us instead of ragging at the other broadcasters. This is what's really good about this broadcast is we're going to combine. We want to see. We're willing to talk about the, you know, the. Of course, we're at the front end of talking about the pedophile scandal, but we want to see something done about it. It looks, you know, in the mainstream other, you know, media, it looks like they're talking about it a lot to get people to think, you know, your average Mr. or Mrs. Sheeple, to think that, make it look like they're getting something done, make it look like they're going after the, make it look, but how many high-level pedophiles have you seen take a fall, and you haven't seen any. Now, I hear there's thousands of sealed indictments out there, but I have a really bad feeling that with the Vatican having the power that it does, those indictments are going to remain sealed, because what is the largest pedophile network in the world? The Vatican Pharisee priesthood. And so, you know, but Lori's story is appropriate for this broadcast because Judicial Watch is out there getting her done. They're not just reporting. They're out, you know, Lori's directing you to an activist group, and Judicial Watch does great work, and they really try to get the documents flushed out. And hopefully when those documents come out, there is solid proof that will convince the average sheeple to put pressure on the Justice Department to take some of these pedophile networks and individuals out of the picture, hopefully permanently.
Right. So the next thing that ties into it, of course, is because of the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. And as you know, we've been covering for a while the Uranium One, the connection with the Uranium One, and our Patriots, and the political prisoners, and the LaVoy Finicum assassination, and on and on and on and on and on. So I wanted to let you know, and I wasn't sure if anybody was aware, but on October the 24th, 2017, the Full House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, they released a press release. And it states House Oversight and House Intel Committees launch joint investigation into the Obama-era Uranium One deal. And I'm getting ready to read it word for word to you. Washington, D.C., House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman David Nunes and Committee on Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Trey Gowdy today are announcing a joint inquiry into the Obama administration regulatory approvals related to the U.S. uranium industry, foreign donations seeking to curry favor and influence with U.S. officials, whether a federal nuclear bribery probe developed evidence of wrongdoing connected to the Uranium One mining company, and Department of Justice criminal and counterintelligence investigations into bribery, extortion, and other related matters connected to Russian acquisition of U.S. uranium. The Intelligence Committee will scrutinize whether these investigations and related intelligence activities were properly conducted and reported to Congress. The Oversight Committee will examine the Obama administration's interagency response. The Intelligence Committee inquiry will be led by the Subcommittee on Emerging Threats, chaired by Representative Peter King, and the Oversight Committee inquiry will be led by the Subcommittee on National Security, chaired by Representative Ron DeSantis.
Okay, hold it right there. I just got to get this in there right now. This is crucial. Peter King is an admitted Jesuit. He admitted it on air on Bill Bennett's Morning in America. I'll never forget it, tuning in at 6:30 in the morning and hearing Peter King pimping his warmonger agenda. And all these absurd arguments that, you know, about, you know, globalism and the New World Order, and we got to have more military and be in Afghanistan maybe forever, and we can never leave because we just won't be secure. And to keep everybody safe, we got to kill more people overseas. And he says, Bill, I know these arguments that are difficult to make. Okay, I know these arguments are difficult to make. You know, murder, war, stealing people's resources, international conquest, absolute antichrist. Hell, I know these arguments are difficult to make, Bill, but we need to use our Jesuit skills to do it. End quote. Peter King, his words, not mine. Now you're going to know who's in charge. Continue, Lori.
Okay, so it continues to say, the committees will follow the facts wherever they lead and are eager to hear from anyone. Pay attention to this very carefully, everyone. The committees will follow the facts wherever they lead. They are eager to hear from anyone who has relevant information and wishes to come forward. We want to be very clear. Wait a minute. We want to be very clear that we expect the executive branch will cooperate with our efforts and not attempt to deter those who seek to assist Congress in executing its constitutional oversight responsibility. Now, a letter also was written in 2010 by Representative King and other members of Congress to then Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, expressing concern over the sale of U.S. uranium to the Russians, and that is available. Now, here's what I'm getting at with this whole spiel. Anyone who has relevant information and wishes to come forward, relevant information
to Peter King. is a fool, is, I got to say it, is a fool if they give it to Peter King. That information is going to get put in the...
I'm talking about witnesses.
Witnesses have testimonies that are sworn by affidavits. They don't just, they always write something out or a recorded testimony. And I'm telling you right now, Peter King is put in a position by the Jesuits, he admitted he is one, to find out who the squeaky wheels are, where the damning evidence is, where the stuff that's going to collapse the system, where's the stuff that's going to point to the Bushes, the Cheneys, and the Rumsfelds, where's the stuff, tie it up in a nice, neat little Warren Commission package, and tell everybody that Lee Harvey Bin Laden killed JFK and everybody else.
Okay, now here's my point. Anyone who has relevant information, and this is pertaining to Uranium One. Who, Eric, has relevant information pertaining to Uranium One, political prisoners right now that had to do with Malheur, the Hammonds, the Bundys? Exactly. People need to be writing and requesting for them to call these individuals.
The Archbishop Pepe. Yep.
Do you see where I'm going with this? Okay, so do you see where I'm going with this, Eric? Okay,
I do, and you're going to Archbishop, and let me tell you where it's going. It's going to Archbishop Pepe, P-E-P-E. He's the Archbishop of Las Vegas. They're only the second one. You want to know who the first one was put in by? Pope John Paul II. Okay, so, and can you believe Las Vegas has an Archbishop? All right, he's the one responsible. He's the one. With one phone call from the Archbishop, the whole matter against the Bundys would go away, guaranteed. So that's where you want to put, and wait till I read you the bio on Archbishop Pepe.
Okay. Well, so, Eric, I have a surprise for you and Chris and Gary and the other listeners. And, you know, I habitually do this, so this is nothing new. And so I have a surprise guest, okay? And our guest this evening that I'm having to join us joins us with a wealth of knowledge. He has been exposing and reporting about and speaking out and protest and reporting and fighting corruption for over 15 years. He has spoken out on many different radio show venues for a minimum of 6 years and has a real passion for historical research as well as the Constitution. He uses his research to help educate others so that they may realize the truth of liberty and the truth of our republic. He started off in radio with Sheila Zielinski and has been involved with movements such as the Truckers Ride for the Constitution and has been speaking truth to power with people such as Sheriff Richard Mack, Admiral Ace Lyons, Joseph Ferreira, Larry Klayman, and many more. And it is my pleasure, it is my honor to bring to you our guest, a fellow patriot, and a true friend to liberty. Hello, and how are you doing this evening?
Hello, we the people. This is Tom Lacavera Stewart. I'm back. Hello, Gary. Hello, Chris. Hello, Lori. Hello, Eric. Just give me 1 second. This will be RTR Reloaded. Unapologetic expression. Unafraid. Please stand by for a few words following the audio of an event that crushed our hearts by Jeanette Finnicum. Warning. You might want to take the kids out of the room. Please roll that.
Okay, our next speaker is a lady who has gone through an awful lot. You're all probably, or at least most people here, are very familiar with the story of LaVoie Finnicum. And this is his wife, his widow, Jeanette, and I would like to have her tell you her story. Thank you.
To the Finnicums, to the Bundys, to the Hammonds, I thank you all for standing. It's been a long road, 1 year down. I've been encompassed by this. It's been on my mind every day, every minute of every day.
believe there was a video to be played. Enjoyed this last couple of days. I've learned so much, and it's really wonderful to see so many people that are of like mind here learning more. My husband was Lavoie Finicum, and he was the man that was shot and killed 3 times in the back. He was left to lay in the snow overnight. They didn't attend to his body until the next day. They didn't have a warrant for anyone at that point. They didn't have the warrants till the next day, and I believe they were issued around 9:30 in the morning. But because my husband had already been murdered, they didn't issue a warrant for him. They hadn't done anything wrong in my eyes. They were in Oregon exercising their First Amendment right while exercising their Second Amendment right to peacefully assemble and demonstrate and to stand for their neighbor that was in need of help. I believe maybe the most they could have had them a reason to cite them would be for trespass, because they ended up staying longer than 14 days. What has our government come to? The officials in Oregon, I hold responsible as well, along with Director Comey and Loretta Lynch. Senator Wyden commented to Coin6 News that they needed to stop the virus from spreading and fast action was necessary. So Governor Brown wrote a letter to FBI Director Comey and Loretta Lynch asking for a swift resolution to the occupation, which she called it. I happen to know, and I know you guys know, that throughout this country, demonstrations have been held where riots, property, personal harm to individuals have transpired in their exercise of free speech. These men were peaceful, men and women, were peaceful demonstrators. They wanted their voices to be heard. They wanted someone to hear about the plight of the Western rancher, farmer, loggers, and miners. They wanted the lands rights issues to come to the forefront. They needed help, and nobody was listening. The media was on board. Within 24 hours, they were all organized with the script that they wanted us, the American people, to swallow. So they had all of their buzzwords coordinated and memorized. And they would have had you believe that they were racist or sovereign citizen terrorists, or that they were white right-wing crazies, or that they were bitter religious nuts that were clinging to their guns and religion, end quote. But what is the truth? Who was Lavoie Finicum? Well, Lavoie Finicum was a man of God, first and foremost. He loved his family, were proud parents of 12 and proud grandparents of 25 now. Mm. He lived every day to his fullest. He loved to play and to tease, and he worked very hard for everything that he earned and accomplished in life. He spent years loving and teaching and mentoring teenage boys that we had in our home. He loved his neighbor, and he gave freely. He had a dream to own his own ranch, as his father and grandfather did, and he was able to realize that before he was killed. He loved his cows. He was strong and courageous. He was principled and trustworthy. He was loving and kind, and he was my true friend. He loved freedom, his agency given to him by God. He loved his children and grandchildren so much that he was willing to stand for them. He loved living in America, and he knew he was blessed to be here. He loved this country and stood for liberty when he was called. I'm not used to... Hopefully...
Just let go of it.
Okay. Technology and me don't mix. There's a picture of our family and some of the kids we had in our home and grandkids. Over the past year, I have been through quite a lot, I'm sure you can imagine, on every front. After the runaround with trying to obtain a death certificate so I could be made representative of his estate, which took 6-7 months, because Oregon did not want to give me a death certificate. They didn't want me to move forward with all the other things that I needed to do. But what I didn't expect was that I would be abused by my own government. I was soon to find out that I was being followed by the FBI to multiple speaking engagements, that the FBI had asked to raid a couple of them, giving excuses of reasons why they felt that was necessary, having venues that would back out because of their intimidation and lies, memos going out to city councils, etc. I had been labeled a sovereign citizen terrorist wife, claiming that I was anti-government, and then put on their watch list.
And with
we'll be
that.
Back.
Go
we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors on RTR Reloaded, Resurrect the Republic.
It's nature's way of telling you dying trees.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark.
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, RTR Reloaded. This is your host, Tom Lacavera Stewart. I'm joined by some fine, fine people. Gary, Chris, Lori, Eric, I thank all of you. And for a very close friend of mine that's sitting out there that has been one of my biggest diehard supporters, Sal, I know you're listening. God bless you and thank you. There's so many thank yous that I have to, that are just, I hope you guys don't mind. I'm going to do all most of my thank yous on my second show, but Evelyn and John Lamb and Kelly and my dear, sweet, absolute diehard wife, thank you. Donna Hammond, who I was chatting with the other night, an amazing woman, and I owe a great debt of thanks to her. She knows why I'm saying thank you. I'm going to keep it at that for that. The Bundys, of course, were with them in prayers, and all of the political prisoners that are being held right now. We have a caller on the line, David, on line one. David.
Oh, hi, Eric, and hello, everyone. Hey, Eric, I and Laurie and Chris and I never listened to Tom's show very much, so I'm not too familiar with Tom. But I called in when you were talking early in the show about the pedophilia.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen to me now, okay? The Bible teaches in Revelation chapter 3, I think down around verse 7, chapter 3, verse 7 in Revelation, the Bible teaches that the true church of Christ is the Church of Philadelphia. Now, Pope Francis has it all screwed up. He's all mixed up in his mind. He doesn't understand that the true Church of Christ is the Church of Philadelphia. Pope Francis thinks that the true church is the Church of Pedophilia.
Well, Eric, do you...
The true church is the Church of Philadelphia, but Pope Francis has it all perverted, and he thinks the true church is the Church of Pedophilia.
Unfortunately,
well,
like
a good Marxist Jesuit.
By the way, Dave, you will absolutely love Tom to death. You will. You'll love Tom.
Yeah, David, I appreciate your call in there, brother.
Eric, here's something that's amazing. We can't let these devils in their fancy costumes get over on us. Now, here's one that's very interesting. I'm no big Trump fan, as I know you're not and everything. But Pope Francis was saying during the campaign, presidential campaign, that Trump wasn't a Christian because no Christian would build a wall. True Christians build bridges. And, you know, the Pope said that, and it was hashed around for a few days, that statement by the Pope, and Trump responded. And I got to thinking, I'm pretty familiar with the Bible. I said, wait a minute, I can't remember one scripture that talks about a bridge, but I can remember scores of them that talk about walls. So I looked up in the concordance for the King James Bible, the Strong's Concordance of the King James Bible. And do you know, hey, and I hope you're listening, Mr. Pope, the word bridge doesn't even appear one time in the Bible, not even once. And yet the word wall appears about 250 times.
Do you also know, Dave, that when it is talking about going on someone else's property in the Bible, it states that you have to have permission of the landowner? You don't trespass without their permission.
Right, in the Torah there. Right in the Law of Moses, right?
No, not in the... Yeah, well, it's not just in the Old Testament. It's in the New as well.
Yeah. Well, let me just interject here for a second. Are we not to be watchmen on the wall? Absolutely. Are we not to guard against and warn people of evil? Now, I'm not calling the Mexican people evil. This has been the meme that the liberals have used to attack us repeatedly. Mm-hmm. It is not Mexican people. It is not people of Spanish descent, even though, you know, Spain invaded an indigenous population. So what are we even arguing about that? But anyway, that being aside, I've met many, many Spanish descendants from Spain, from Mexico, from Argentina, who feel similarly about their own states. They're tired and fed up with this Marxism. They're tired and fed up of this communism. They want a cohesive national government with certain laws that are to be enforced. People are abusing the Saul Alinsky style or the Cloward Piven strategy of mass immigration through our southern border into the United States to overwhelm the economy, to collapse the economy, to bring upon a Marxist revolution. It's the Cloward-Piven strategy. That is evil. We have a duty and an obligation to guard, watch, and warn against evil. Now, I don't know how clearer you can get than that. When I was in Florida, I was helping manage a horse ranch, and there was an illegal alien that lived next door. Really nice guy. Wonderful wife. Wonderful children. And because of that, a couple of the neighbors were trying to work to get him to get through the legal process of doing it properly. You see, when you have people who respect the country, who respect the people, that respect the culture, and respect the law, you will have people that will come to your aid. When you wave a Mexican flag and say, La raza, and you're part of a Marxist, godless, atheistic revolution. That let's see, who else is a Marxist that comes from South America? Oh yeah, the Pope. Oh, I'm sorry. So again, this is all being fomented by people at the very top, They're doing so for specific agendas to bring about this one world universal church, this one world universal government. We see it unfolding all the time. So this is why, you know, I've heard this argument. You know, we're supposed to be loving Christians. Absolutely. One of my friends, Kelly Stewart, the other night, she was down in Portland visiting one of the fellows up in the jail there. She came out and saw this homeless woman out there. This is a conservative Christian, okay? And she took this woman and put her in her car, took her to Walmart, bought her clothes, bought her food, got her dry because she was soaking wet. That is Christian love and charity. We do not believe in castigating people. This was an African-American woman she helped. Okay, this is us Nazi, white supremacists, all these buzzwords. If these people knew what National Socialism was and it fell out of the sky and wiggled, any one of these yahoos that are calling Trump a Nazi and everything else, if Trump was a Nazi, you would have been drug out of your house, lined up against the wall, shot, or thrown into an internment camp. Give me a break. This is all false narrative and fascism. Hey, fascism. Yeah. Ah, Bafanopoli. All right, Lori, it's you.
Eric?
Eric,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just on mute. Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, hey, Eric, you know something else I wanted to point out, if I may, quickly, going back to a previous conversation we were having, when I was talking about how these Catholic killers just fill the ranks of the BLM and the BATF and the CIA and the FBI. Do you know that in my father's generation, he fought in the South Pacific during World War II. He would have called him a filthy Jap sniper. But that filthy Jap sniper, Lon Horiuchi, do you know that he's a Roman Catholic? Lon Horiuchi, that blew mom and apple pie, American mom and apple pie's brains out when she was holding baby Elisheba. That bastard Lon Horiuchi is a Roman Catholic. Did you know that?
Yeah, and it just shows you the kind of ilk and the kind of killers and the kind of immoral and amoral people that are in the FBI and the three-letter agencies right now. They need to be shut down immediately.
Well, on that note, I wanted to tell y'all something about the FBI since y'all are bringing that up, okay? As you know, the trial in Las Vegas, Nevada is going on right now. Well, it stopped for today, but right now, as of I have a update for today for court, and I bet you can't guess who got covering again. Once again, found hiding evidence. Anyone have a clue who got found hiding evidence again?
Oh, gee, I wonder.
Could be a number of people.
Well, of course, it was the federal government. And apparently, the judge wasn't finding it too amusing. God is really working over there. Because as you know, the first two trials, and of course, you know, she was adamant, doing everything that she could to help the prosecution. Well, tide is starting to turn. And according to reports today, the federal government was caught. Once again, they were hiding evidence of an audio call between the Bundys and BLM agents. She gave them 1 hour. She gave the prosecutors 1 hour to produce the evidence of the recorded phone call. Because apparently, she did not find it amusing that this was not only withheld, but I believe it was Ammon's attorney, and I may be incorrect, but I'm pretty sure on that. The update later with the audio that I have will make sure to specify that, but stated that it even turned to the point of possible bribery in this phone call. Because the federal government, I guess, it came out that some of the agents had contacted one of the Bundys. It would have been, let me see. It was one of the Bundys that they called and tried to get this individual to go along with what was going on in Burns. I mean, excuse me, correction, not Burns. We've got so many cases going on here. With what was going on with the Bundy cattle, that they were willing to offer quote unquote no charges and possible money. So the defense attorney, of course, pointed this out. It angered the judge, and the judge gave them 1 hour to produce this audio.
That's pretty interesting. I never heard a plea arrangement involve a cash payoff. I mean, maybe off the books, but boy, that's gonna be 1 hour. That's beautiful.
And I do have to also report, along with that, representative from Idaho, Dorothy Moon. We've spoken about her before. She's the one who put together a letter and got a lot of the representatives from Idaho to sign this letter demanding that the federal government release the political prisoners that were from Idaho from that they were doing an abuse of power. So she was in the courtroom today.
I like to hear that word demanding, because there's a lot of milquetoast going around, you know, with, well, could you please, dear Mr. and Mrs. Witch, could you please let the Patriots out of prison? I know you're going to, I know Sessions is going to come around and do the right thing if we just convince him to. No, we were commanding, demanding, do it now. I like those words.
Well, I believe it was, is it, Tom, maybe you can help me with this. Is there a Clanny or a Clancy Bundy?
Not that I know, but, you know, when you dig it up, we can always return to it.
Right,
it's not a
right.
big deal. But that's, I just want to, I have a limited amount of time here, so sure. I just wanted to get a message out real quick, if you don't mind, Lori.
Absolutely, folks, and we have one more phone call for you to take too, Tom.
I think it might be for Eric. I've been gone for a while.
No, this one's for you. It's specifically listed for you, so.
Okay, so, all right. Eric, I gotta hand it to Eric and you too, Lori. You know, if it weren't for you guys, you kept this thing going. Well, folks, we're coming back. RTR Reloaded, Resurrect the Republic with the Freedom Screamer with Lori Anderson at LoriAnderson.com. You can go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com. I've been down for a year because of this incident, and I, for a good long time in solitary confinement, got to brood over a lot of this. There were a lot of things said. I spoke to Ryan Bundy just 2 days ago, and we agreed that any information that I have, because, you know, there was character assassination going on, we have direct evidence to refute and prove all of that false. There was such provocateurism going on by certain mm-hmm. people involved. And when we release this, when the trials are over, it's really going to blow your mind. That being said, we are going to be coming back, Resurrect the Republic with the Freedom Screamer and Lori Anderson and myself. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody out there that's been with me. We're going to be going through education in natural law, constitutional law. We're really going to cover all of these subjects very well. I want to thank these folks that are here with me right now, that have been my main support, the wind in my sails. I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart, all of you that carried this broadcast continuing to go. Whatever name it was under, wherever, who was on, and whenever they could do it, they were there, and they were there for me, and I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Let's get over to that caller. What's the caller's name?
Carol.
Carol.
Hello.
Carol in Idaho.
Carol in Idaho, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. If I can talk, I'm so choked up. Eric and Lori, I just want to, and all of you, I just want to thank you for holding the reins there for Tom. This is just a fantastic evening, the day we've been waiting for, Tom, almost for a year. And I just want to, you sound so strong, and that's a real testament to your spiritual strength. And,
only God through Jesus Christ. Only Amen. Through the power of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's great to hear you, Tom. And I just want to say that, regrettably, I have 5 letters here that I sent to you, and they all came back undeliverable.
Oh,
and
Carol.
I apologize, but I gave up after that.
Let me let you know something. I knew, and I was told by my wife that you were reaching out to me, and I tried mailing you letters as well. And I want to tell you that just the fact of knowing that these letters were coming to me, they didn't need to make it to me. They were a testament in and of themselves. And I really appreciate everything, all of the letters from everyone. And Carol, I know you tried. I know. My wife told me. She made it very clear to me that this was going on. So I thank you too, honey, for everything. All of you have been, you know, wind in my wings. And we're going to come back twice as strong, twice as powerful, with twice the amount of information. We're coming together, and we're coming together strong.
Tom?
Well, this is where the enemy... Let me just say this real quick, and I'll give it back to Tom. This is where the enemy, you know, this is how we beat them, and this is where they were wrong on this one. They figured they'd assault Tom, kidnap him, and remove a real patriot. I mean, because Tom's really gets deep into his much more well-researched than I am, Tom. So those of you who don't, I mean, you ought to be excited about Tom coming back. He's going to bring you some awesome broadcasting, especially if we're all together. You'll get all the whole potpourri.
Yep.
But the enemy thought that they could remove Tom and take this whole thing out of the picture, and they were wrong. It backfired in their face. It's bigger and better now. It's like JFK. If there was somebody after JFK that was going to step in and do the same thing that JFK did, they would have never killed JFK. We'd all be protected if we just all bind together and try to do the right thing, Tom.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing that I can say, I had a few things I didn't agree with JFK about, the involvement of the United Nations. Aside from that, okay, he knew who the enemy was. Mm-hmm. He knew who the enemy was. You know, and I've been an Abraham Lincoln basher a little bit, and I think maybe in some respects I have issues with that, but, you know, every one of these presidents that were shot, they were shot taking out who? The international bankers. They were going against international bankers. When Lincoln decided to print the greenback, he was dead. He signed his own death warrant. When John F. Kennedy was going to move us back to a solid currency, he was shot. This is who has been perpetually behind every war. I urge all of you to read War is a Racket. I love my veterans from the bottom of my heart, because I know mm-hmm. why they join and I know why they fight. But mm-hmm. I have to tell everybody, don't join.
Right.
Don't join. No more perpetual wars of aggression. No more. I mean, Ron Paul, if you ever get a chance, I don't know if I'm going to have time to run it, but you've all heard the what if speech, okay? Mm-hmm. What if I'm wrong? Nothing. What if I'm right and nobody listens? Nothing good.
Well, that was Judge Napolitano. That was Andrew Napolitano.
Judge Napolitano.
No. I'm not talking about the Napolitano what-if speech. I'm talking about Ron Paul's what-if speech. They both did it. They both did two different what-if speeches, and it's okay. But if anybody's ever heard it, Google it. Ron Paul, what-if, remastered. Listen to that speech, and you tell me that man wasn't dead on correct. He has been going against the Fed. Yeah, I mean, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you have that ready to go? If you do, bring it in.
While you're waiting, Tom,
yep.
I would like you to know that the Carol who called for you is not just any Carol. Is Carol who was Jack McLam's executive secretary for years and years. She also called me while I was being confirmed in competency 30 days at the Lakes Crossing Center, and prior to my being held in solitary confinement also. So I was also there somewhat that way. So
I would very much appreciate it if you would link us up by email or some way. I apologize for the noise behind me. There's a train going by. I am in a federal halfway house.
Get off the tracks, Tom.
And yeah, I just want to say this, guys. I want to say this to Carol. Thank you so much, Carol.
God bless you, and bless Jack McLam.
We love you. We appreciate you. She has stuck in here faithful.
Can I say one last thing to Tom?
Oh, please, please.
Yes.
Okay. Tom, it was just a thrill to hear you read Ryan Bundy's opening statement for his trial. That was so wonderful on John Stettmiller's show. Thank you for that, too. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, ma'am, and God bless you and Jack McLamb. My goodness, what an honor for her to call in. My God.
My pleasure.
I feel very blessed.
Thank you.
God bless you, Carol.
You have that what if ready?
How about after the top of the hour break? We've got about 2 minutes, and it's going to get you.
Okay, we'll do that. I have a few questions for my colleagues.
No, there it goes.
What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter
everybody
how many
everybody
Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield
back. Folks, this is Tom Lacombe Stewart. Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN, resurrectedrepublic.com, laurieanderson.com for the Freedom Screamer. I have to leave you tonight. I'll be back as soon as I can. And when I do come back regularly, I'll be back full time. God bless all of you. Good night.
Awesome. Hang in there, Tom. Wow. Great to
hear. We love you, Tom. It was great to hear from Tom, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back after this top of the hour break. Hang in there. It's Resurrected Republic with Tom Lacombe. Sitting in is Eric and Lori with Gary and Chris. We'll be right back after this break.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.